Website, WGXC.org.
You are listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, the local hangout of the airwaves, Greene and Columbia counties.
Where do you go? There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make-believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
This week, President Trump is officially on vacation, and he deserves it. Do you know how much effort it takes to destabilize the entire world?
Truth really is on the endangered list. You know, President Trump, in his second year as president, he has almost doubled the number of lies he told in the first year. In June and July, the president was averaging 16 lies a day. That doesn't even count the one he tells his wife. But the press, and here's the thing about the press, they never say lie. They never say lies. They keep using words like falsehood or misleading. There's another term for those words. It's called lying. He's not misleading. He's lying. And you know how you can tell he's lying?
I know you're lying, 'cause your lips are moving.
Because he's always telling us it's true.
That president is one of the dumbest human beings on earth. It's true.
Trump is one of the only people ever that actually accomplished more than he promised. And it's true.
Hillary Clinton couldn't be elected dog catcher. I mean that.
The safest place on earth is at a Trump rally, and you know that. It's true.
I said, Doc, what would have happened if I had high blood pressure? He said, you would have exploded about 30 years ago. It's true.
I'd like to apologize to Pocahontas.
It's true.
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 No, it's true.
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 It's true. It's true. It's true.
It's true.
And what then? Don't fight in the North or the South. Fight every battle, everywhere, always, in your mind. Everyone is your enemy. Everyone is your friend. Every possible series of events is happening all at once. Live that way, and nothing will surprise you. Everything that happens will be something that you've seen before.
So true. Funny how it seems.
Morning, Q.
At President Trump's rally tonight in Pennsylvania, scattered among the crowd are people who believe in some conspiracy theories that are so broad and often bizarre, it's difficult to believe, to put it mildly.
But now I've come back again.
The rally just ended a short time ago. People are now streaming out. Many of these people arriving earlier this morning, waiting in line. And like I said, yeah, we wanted to see if the people who followed this movement wanted to talk to us, and we found that they did want to talk to us, and what they told us...
It's a movement, man. It's the shift. I can feel it coming. Some call it the Great Awakening.
You're wearing a shirt that says QWWG1WGA. What does that mean?
It means where we go one, we go all.
QAnon is
The people that believe in what Trump's trying to do to change our country.
More specifically, what QAnon is a fringe movement in which many baseless conspiracy theories are discussed on the internet, organized around the idea of an anonymous but well-connected person or persons nicknamed Q.
Your shirt says the storm is here, QAnon. What does that mean to you?
Well, I've been following all the posts since October 28th.
On the internet, from QAnon.
Right, started on 4chan.
The person or people who say they're Q.
Right.
What do you think Q is, by the way?
It's an entity of 10 or less people
involved with the government?
High clearance, you know, security clearance.
And how do you know that?
Well, I'm just telling you, this is what it appears to be.
What it appears to be. So you don't have any proof of that. That's what you're guessing it is.
And you don't have any proof there isn't.
We've all been gathering online and talking together as Americans and uniting. And
do you think it's maybe just it makes you comfortable talking with other frustrated, sometimes angry people?
Yes.
But maybe it's not true because there's no evidence of it. It's just stuff being talked about on the internet, right?
There hasn't been any non-evidence yet.
Oh, I want the truth to be said.
You guys are...
So you don't believe in the First Amendment?
Oh, I totally believe in the First Amendment.
Well, you don't. You just said the press is
the
enemy.
Well, you guys are weaponized. You guys are totally weaponized by the CIA.
What is that?
You guys are weaponized
by the CIA.
By the CIA.
I don't know anybody in the CIA except a couple of people I've interviewed over
the
years.
Fair. Okay.
But weaponized, what does that even mean? Like, you say stuff that doesn't even mean anything.
The
weaponized
term
by the CIA.
Conspiracy theorists. The term.
Do you think I'm weaponized by the CIA?
Maybe not to your knowledge, and that's unfortunate.
You believe there is a deep state?
Yes.
And what do you think that deep state's doing? You think they're running this country?
I think they were, and they're petrified now.
Right.
Because they're losing their control.
But Donald Trump's the president. He's running the country, right?
Yeah, but he's having to fight against the
deep
state.
I mean, he said he could do it all himself. Everything would be so easy when he came into office. And you think he's fighting with the deep state a year and a half into his term?
I think he's been fighting since before he was elected.
And who is in this deep state? Who are the people in it?
Oh, I definitely believe that, like, the Clintons, the Bushes, the Obamas.
So you think the Clintons, the Bushes, and the Obamas are running this country as we stand here in the rain?
No, they're trying.
Is it possible you're believing bogus information?
Is it possible that I'm believing bogus information?
No.
I mean, let's see. Let's see, Q. Let's see.
I know this much is true.
You know, nothing's more powerful than art.
No, sure, you know, apart from the power of the executive branch.
I mean, drama can change minds.
Yeah, but not really. You know, I could outlaw drama. I mean, I never would, but I'm just illustrating the power of the position.
Stupid Watergate. And with investigators seemingly closing in on multiple fronts, the president this week was apparently worried.
A new report from the Washington Post this morning says things are unraveling behind the scenes for President Trump, who fears for his son, Donald Trump Jr. A source tells the Post the president does not believe his son purposely broke the law, but is fearful nonetheless that Trump Jr. inadvertently may have wandered into legal jeopardy.
Trump was firing back on Twitter just this morning, saying, "Fake news reporting, a complete fabrication. That I'm concerned about the meeting my wonderful son, Donald, had in Trump Tower. This was a meeting to get information on an opponent, totally legal and done all the time in politics, and it went nowhere. I did not know about it." And there is so much wrong there, from the fact it undermines the excuse he supposedly dictated that this meeting was about Russian adoptions, to claiming he didn't know about it, and if he did, nothing happened, and if it wasn't, he didn't know about it.
When we first learned about that meeting, the president's son, Don Jr., insisted that his father wasn't there. He also claimed the meeting was about a law sanctioning Russian officials called the Magnitsky Act, as well as Russia's response to that law, which was to ban Americans from adopting Russian children.
The pretext of the meeting was, hey, we have information, and there was, you know, some small size, I don't even remember what it was. It just was sort of nonsensical, inane and garbled, and then quickly went on to, you know, a story about Russian adoption and how we could possibly help, and really that's where we shut it down, which is, wait a second, what does this have to do with
Did you even know what the Magnitsky Act was?
I'd never even heard of it before, you know, that day.
So his defense against Russian collusion is that he's an idiot who's also a bad person. Did you know what the Magnitsky Act was? I had no idea, and as soon as they started talking about helping orphans, we shut it down.
Better shut us down.
Donald Trump Jr. was on a conservative radio show yesterday, and when the host asked him about his many conflicting explanations of the Trump Tower Russia meeting, Donald Trump Jr. unveiled this foolproof strategy.
Do you want any comments on that, Donnie? Because they're hitting you on that for contradictions. I mean, they're calling it worse than contradictions, obviously.
Hello?
Yeah. Donnie, what is your reaction to all of that? We're going to see if we can reconnect with Donald Trump Jr. on this because we can't seem to hear him. Donnie, you hear that? We don't know where he went. We don't know where he went.
So now that the president has admitted that he and his son lied repeatedly and that the meeting actually was about colluding with a foreign adversary, Trump's lawyers are trying a new argument that even if he did collude, it's not a crime.
Trump wrote on Twitter, quote, "Collusion is not a crime, but that doesn't matter because there was no collusion except by crooked Hillary and the Democrats."
I've been sitting here looking in the federal code trying to find collusion as a crime.
It's not.
Collusion is not a crime.
This was a meeting to get information from the Crown Prosecutor of Russia on Hillary Clinton's campaign. How would that be legal?
Well, the question is, how would it be illegal?
How would it be illegal? I don't know. How about a conspiracy to violate election laws or conspiracy to defraud the United States?
And that is not the only legal case the president was following closely this week. There is also the trial of Paul Manafort, Trump's former campaign manager. Manafort was in court where he's been charged with everything from money laundering to tax evasion to obstruction of justice to bank fraud. He's currently charged with 32 counts, or as they call it, a mobster's dozen. And it's something that Trump sees as an outrage.
Trump tweeting, looking back on history, who was treated worse, Alphonse Capone, legendary mob boss, killer, and public enemy number one, or Paul Manafort, political operative and Reagan-doled darling, now serving solitary confinement, although convicted of nothing?
What am I? What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy?
Al
Capone. Who, I remind you, died on an inescapable prison island of syphilis. But they're treating Paul way worse. They won't even let him have syphilis.
Paul Manafort is less of a criminal than America's most famous criminal. Which is surely the most daring legal strategy since Johnny Cochran's quickly abandoned, oh, relax, it's not like he's Hitler defense. If he's not Hitler, you must acquitler.
Manafort's business partner, Rick Gates, who was also Trump's deputy campaign chairman, testified against Manafort. And here is the real transcript from Gates' testimony. Were you involved in any criminal activity with Mr. Manafort? Yes. Did you commit any crimes with Manafort? Yes. Did you do crimes? Yes, I did crimes.
Now, things don't look good for Manafort. As one former prosecutor said, Manafort basically only has two real options at this point, prison or pardon. And it's time for Trump's new game show.
Prison or pardon! The charges he's been brought against have nothing to do with the 2016 election.
Right. No talk, though, about Russian collusion. No mention of the president.
The charges that Manafort is now facing have nothing to do with Trump. Nothing. Nothing to do with the campaign. Zero. Nothing to do with Russia. Zero. Nothing about collusion.
And you know what? That's true on its surface. But this case is also not exactly not about the 2016 campaign either. Because just think about it. The president's campaign manager allegedly received millions of dollars in illicit payments from thuggish Kremlin puppets. And despite all the money he saved by not paying taxes, had reportedly gone broke supporting his crippling addiction to bad jackets. Yet, for some reason, he agreed to work for Trump for free. And look, who knows why he did that? I mean, you probably do. And I probably do. And anyone briefed on the broad strokes of this situation, even in the vaguest possible terms, probably does. But no one besides basically anyone can say for sure.
I know this much is true.
This is the president's summer vacation, which means he has a lot of time on his thumbs, and he's putting it to good use.
On Friday night, he was at his golf course in New Jersey when he went on Twitter to attack LeBron James and CNN anchor Don Lemon. Now, remember, Trump has repeatedly insisted that he never watches CNN while simultaneously complaining about what he sees while watching CNN.
You look at, like, a CNN, they'll have a council of seven people. And of the seven people, every one of them is against me. I'm saying, where do they even find these people?
I'm not your doctor, Mr. President, but I would recommend you watch less of them.
I don't watch them at all.
No. Well, apparently Trump decided to tune in Friday night when CNN aired an interview with LeBron about a new public school LeBron opened for at-risk youth. Lemon asked him if he'd ever meet with Trump, and LeBron said this.
What would you say to the president if he's sitting right here?
I would never sit across from him.
You would never? You want to talk to him?
No. I'd sit that across from Barack, though.
No.
Our top story this morning, President Trump taking to Twitter overnight to bash NBA superstar LeBron James.
Mr. Trump wrote, LeBron James was just interviewed by the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do.
So now the president is beefing with LeBron.
The First Lady Melania Trump contradicts her husband once again, praising LeBron James for his charitable work as her husband attacks him.
Her communications director issuing a statement praising James, saying, it looks like LeBron James is working to do good things on behalf of our next generation, and that the First Lady would be open to visiting the I Promise School in Akron.
So Trump decided to soothe his ego the way he always does by surrounding himself with fawning supporters. On Saturday, he flew to Ohio to campaign for a local Republican congressman and concocted a fantasy about winning the women's vote in the 2016 election, which he actually lost by 12 points.
I won the women. I won the women. Oh. You know, when those numbers came, how is it possible? Because I never heard I was going to win the women. I said, I think the women like me, and I like them. But I said, how did we win the women? We won the women.
Is it me, or is he starting to sound like late-stage Jerry Lewis? How do we win the women? We won the women. That's right. Trump says he won the women, and we only had to pay off some of them.
Well, another day, another presidential tweet-nado. Get yourself down in the basement, because the tweet-nado is coming. And brace yourself. This one's about the Russia investigation. We already have a smocking gun about a campaign getting dirt on their opponent. It was Hillary Clinton. Yes, we have found the smocking gun. It was not the Trump champagne that was collaging with Russia. Crockett Hillary is the one guilty of that contusion. Switch punt.
President Trump was outraged after learning that among the topics special counsel Robert Mueller wants to question him about is obstruction of justice. Sources say it enraged him so it prompted this extraordinary tweet that critics say could amount to obstruction. The president writing,
This is a terrible situation, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions should stop this rigged witch hunt right now. Donald Trump is telling his Attorney General to shut down the investigation of Donald Trump. Rudy should tell him that just because he's doing it in public doesn't mean it's not obstruction of justice. Jeff Sessions should shut it down right now before Mueller sees this tweet and uses it as evidence against me. I can't go to jail. I'm sweet meat. Space Force, take me away.
This is so insane. President Trump may have obstructed justice because he's mad about being accused of obstructing justice.
Commander-in-Chief had a hissy fit on Twitter yesterday, 35 tweets over the weekend or something like that, and now we know why he's freaking out. Apparently, Trump's tweet storm came after learning Mueller wants to ask him about obstruction of justice. Mueller wants to ask about obstruction of justice, but has agreed to limit the scope of questioning and would like to ask questions both written and orally. But despite the perils, Trump is pushing for an interview with Mueller against his lawyer's advice. Yes, Trump has said from the beginning that he wants to talk to Mueller one-on-one. According to people close to Trump, Trump believes he can convince the investigators of his belief that their own inquiry is a witch hunt. Mr. Mueller, may I call you Bob? Bob, look, have you seen my tweets? This one has witch hunt in all caps, okay? I rest my case. Do you want to arrest yourself, or should I slap the cuffs on you right now? And Trump's still getting legal advice from attorney Rudolph Giuliani, who called on Mueller yesterday to wrap this whole thing up.
We believe that the investigation should be brought to a close. We think they're at the end of it. They should render their report, put up, I mean, I guess if we were playing poker, we're not, we said put up or shut up. What do you got?
Oh, you better hope you're not playing poker. Because your client can't keep a casino running.
You can tell the walls are closing in on Trump because he keeps reacting to the Russia investigation in increasingly desperate ways. He's gone all the way from insisting he had nothing to do with Russia to saying there was no collusion to claiming that even if there was collusion, it's not a crime to demanding that the investigation be shut down. He's like a murder suspect who says, I didn't kill anyone, and besides, it was self-defense. Despite Trump's insistence that collusion is not a crime, conspiracy to commit fraud or violate election laws are very much our crimes. And many former prosecutors, even cautious ones, are beginning to argue that there's already enough evidence in the public record to prove those crimes.
Are you seeing enough pieces come to light in just what is public-facing in this investigation that you believe there will be enough to charge someone with a conspiracy to coordinate or receive assistance from a hostile foreign power?
Yes, I am. There are bits and pieces in the public record that suggest that it wasn't just Russians. So there's some unanswered questions, but I think the pieces are there.
Of course they're there. The guy publicly asked Russia to hack his opponent. His son took a meeting with them, and his closest aides all look like gangsters from a Tex Avery cartoon. Which is why Trump is getting increasingly hysterical in his calls to end the investigation before its findings become public. Yesterday, he tweeted that his Attorney General Jeff Sessions should stop this rigged witch hunt right now. And his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, challenged Special Counsel Robert Mueller to come forward with everything he knows. Giuliani complained that his team has had to respond to several accusations, including accusations leveled by Trump's former lawyer and personal fixer, Michael Cohen, who said last week that Trump knew in advance about that infamous 2016 meeting at Trump Tower with Russian officials.
We have every reason to believe they don't have anything. The president did anything wrong. I don't think they have any evidence he did anything wrong. They have lots of stuff that goes up this alley and that. Last week, we were chasing all these things about Cohen.
Now, if Trump was directing his attorney general, who was supposed to be recused from the investigation, to shut down the investigation, that seems like a pretty obvious case of obstruction of justice, which is why Giuliani tried to insist it wasn't an order, it was just an opinion.
So the attorney general see this as a directive, or is it?
No, it isn't. It isn't at all. It's what it is, as we said immediately, it's an opinion. And he used his, he used the medium that he uses for opinions, Twitter. And one of the good things about using that is he's established a clear sort of practice now that he expresses his opinions on Twitter. He used the word should. He didn't use the word must.
I'm sorry, do you really think Donald Trump is going to agonize over the difference between should and must? A couple weeks ago, he called his wife Melanie. Yesterday, he misspelled the word smoking. He's not sitting over parchment, dipping a quill into an inkwell, debating which word to use. Trump just dumps the ink on the paper and then smears it around with his finger. Giuliani also insisted that Trump can't be guilty of obstruction of justice because he has the power to shut down the investigation if he wants to. So where does Giuliani get that idea? He was asked that question yesterday. And if I were his client, his answer would not inspire much confidence.
Do you also think obstructing justice is not a crime?
Of course it's a crime.
You just said that the president can...
No, under Article 2 of the Constitution, I'm not going to tell you my opinion on it because I haven't really gotten to the conclusion of researching it.
Apparently, all of this has taken an emotional toll on Trump. CNN reports that people inside the White House say he's been in a dark place. So welcome aboard. In response, he's been seeking solace and emotional support from his crowds, which is why he held another one of his public therapy sessions on Tuesday in Florida, where he once again relived the glory days of his campaign.
They said it couldn't be done. It was actually done quite easily. We won quite handily. We were never off center stage. You know what that means, right? The debates. We never left center stage. We won every farm state. You got to see that middle of that map. It wasn't even the middle. It was about everything but a little corners of each side. But you have to see that is all red, Republican red, beautiful Republican red. And you know what they were asking on Election Day? Where did all these people come from? You know where they came from? They came from the heart. They came from people that were never happy with anybody until we came along.
They were never happy with anybody until we came along.
The president is still dealing with the fallout from his disastrous Twitter confession that his campaign colluded with the Russians in Trump Tower when he admitted that the meeting was about getting dirt on Hillary Clinton from the Russians, which I know is only a crime if you enforce the laws of the United States. Trump's lawyers, yay, law and order, law and order. Trump's lawyers weren't happy about this confession, and now the president is being urged to stop tweeting on the Trump Tower meeting. A little late. That's like saying, I've got to warn President Lincoln. You know what? It can wait till after the play.
I am sure that Rudy Giuliani spends big chunks of his days chain-smoking cigarettes, white-knuckling it, just hoping that another tweet doesn't show up.
Well, of course he's white-knuckling it. If his knuckles were any other color, Trump wouldn't have hired him. But...
Oh!
Why not?
Oh!
I'm just...
Oh!
Really? Am I breaking that news? But shortly after it aired, Giuliani tweeted, there is a moron on Fox claiming I chain smoke cigarettes worrying about the president's tweets. Don't smoke cigarettes.
MSNBC is so corrupt. It's so disgusting. So disgusting. Here's the good news. The guys that we love, right? They're blowing them away in the ratings. Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, Steve Doocy, Ainsley, Ryan, so many others. They're blowing them away in the ratings. Oh, excuse me. I almost forgot I would have been in big trouble. The great Lou Dobbs, right?
From everyone,
Donald
Trump Theater.
It is true that we thank
Spandau Ballet, Megan Trainer, Camper Van, Beethoven, Mike
Puss,
Golden Earring
for the song. And thanks to
Sarah Sanders, Trevor Noah,
Jimmy
Kimmel, Littlefinger, James
Bond,
Anderson Cooper, Connor Roy,
and
Willa
Jack,
Oliver Seth Myers, Laura Ingraham, Brian
Williams,
Rudy Giuliani, Steve Doocy,
George
Stephanopoulos, Alphonse Capone, Stephen Colbert, Don Lemon, LeBron James, Nicole Wallace,
for help with the
82nd episode.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
Hey, daddy.
just heard Umar Kanate with Heya Deo. This is from the indestructible beat of Soweto from 1986. Udukatila Shange Namajaha with Soba Bamba.
What I'm preparing here is a fresh batch of a neurotransmitter stimulation hair tonic that I call Marinade à la tête. I've developed the Marinade in response to the persistent and some might even say nagging question, where do creative ideas come from? For many thousands of years, the answer was fairly simple. Brilliant ideas were considered the somewhat random and arbitrary gifts bestowed upon the lucky few by benevolent gods, wily tricksters, or guardian spirits. But over the past several generations, an increased understanding of neurotransmission has opened an entirely more complicated can of worms, with particular attention devoted to the worm-like tangles of axons and dendrites that provide a physical nucleus for creative firestorms. Oh, yuck. This is the messy bit. In order to facilitate such bursts of cognition, a pharmacologist might propose a whole range of designer drugs. So I offer Marinade à la tête as a fully organic, externally applied alternative available without a prescription. My underlying hypothesis is that the brain, like any other prime cut of meat, will benefit from prolonged periods of marination. Marinade à la tête is composed from delicately proportioned measures of the salty, the hot, the sour, and the sweet, masterfully blended into a properly viscous and goopy base with a consistency and aroma that might best be described as liquefied anchovy. So, after scraping our fresh batch of marinade into the dispenser, we simply apply in liberal dosage to the hair and scalp. For the past several weeks, I have been meditating on the proposition that time is the essence of inspiration. Whether time to sweat, time to breathe, or time to just stare into space in utter solitude. And after a liberal application of marinade à la tête, I can guarantee at the very least that you will not be available for public consumption for an indefinite period of time. So I recommend that you simply lie down on an expendable sheet or bed cover, close your eyes, and wait for the brain to cook.
You are my inspiration. Yes, you. You are my inspiration. Yes, you. Just a need, no more. Not a tent and not a tree. Only a need, no more. There once was a man in a war, shot up dead for sure. Alone, unhurt, remained the knee, like a holy relic, pure. Since then it roams the world alone. It's just a need no more. Not a tent and not a tree. Only a need. Only a need.
Here's Chantal Dumas. That was Chantal Dumas with Pendant Ses Temps from the French electronic